When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Hey, it's me, Jersey, and it's time for your Thunder Punch Daily, the show I record not so daily, sharing a few thoughts in the mind of a cartoonist. And as you can tell by the sounds in the background, truck pulling away, I'm in my car waiting for my wife to get out of work. Been so darn busy lately that this is the only time I have to record anything, it seems. So it's a good thing I've got this wonderful, magical iPhone thing that I can record shows on and edit together and then just upload after the fact. So subject for today. Interesting question came up when I was talking with my wife about drawing stories. She's working on a project right now of her own, and she's struggling between the notion of finishing each page in its entirety first, before moving on to the next page, or whether she should pencil the entire story first and then do the inking and coloring after the fact. And I've talked about this probably a whole bunch in the past, but you know, I haven't talked about this in a while, and it's worth a second look, if nothing else, a refresher on my, I don't know if you call it philosophy, but just my general gut reaction thoughts to the whole process of making comics, and whether you should finish, you know, an entire page, pencil, ink, color, before you move on to the next one. Should you, even when within the page, should you pencil the entire page first and then ink each panel successively, or should you, you know, pencil one panel, ink it, letter it, then move on to the next panel? This is going to change. Let me throw out my disclaimer, my ever ongoing disclaimer about this, is that it's going to depend on what the project is. Of course, if you're doing a webcomic that updates on a weekly or twice weekly basis, you're probably penciling and coloring it or toning it each one before you post it, right? I mean, you have to by that nature, with that kind of update schedule. Although, as I've said many times before, when it came to the front, I thumbnailed the entire 190-something page story before I even set pencil to paper for the finals. And there's a really specific reason why, and that I'll go into in a second here. I know that in cases like my former student Stephanie Mannheim of stephaniemannheim.com, she would pencil a page or finish a page in a really, by my reckoning, a bizarre sort of process where the process was clearly only in her mind. It was not systematized and it was not regular. It was not consistent in any way. She would map out the panels. She'd have a thumbnail of the page, but she'd map out the panels and she'd start penciling panel one, and halfway through penciling it, she'd get bored, start penciling panel six, get bored, move to panel three. Sometimes she'd leave panel two entirely blank and panel three and panel five would be completely inked while panels one and four are still in the rudimentary pencil stage. She had a very sporadic way of approaching a page, but And this would span over several pages. She would have five pages in sort of a embryonic stage where none of them were complete. All of them had various levels of completion throughout the pages. So that is worth considering when asking this question of should you pencil everything first, then ink each page, or what? It really is, that's a process that you have to find for yourself. And so whenever somebody gives you advice on this or their thoughts on this, their standpoint on this, it's always good to take it with a grain of salt that way. As a point of consideration, this is an option to try, but you know, you may find different results in using a completely different method. But this is my method. I am a huge fan of putting as much of the intellectual work on the front end as possible. If you want to compare making comics to planning a project, it's really important to me. I mean, as somebody who's done projects like Kids Read Comics, trying to think of other projects. Oh, well, Sugary Cereals, that was a project that I organized. I felt it was really important at the outset to have a clear vision of what the thing is about. What am I trying to communicate here? What am I trying to accomplish? What is the objective? You know, I don't want to talk in too much marketing speak, talking about, you know, clearly defined objectives and goals, but because after all, one of the advantages to the arts, and especially to an independent cartoonist, is those objectives and goals can be found at any point in the process. It doesn't matter. And that's one of the things we should rejoice about our beloved art form, is that we can quickly change gears. We can quickly find a new objective and a new outcome, or, you know, find new outcomes years after the project is done. But that said, what I'm trying to compare here is that I put a considerable amount of forethought into the project. You know, Boulder and Fleet, notwithstanding, that was an experiment of doing a mini comic in a week. And this is another consideration. Time considerations get in the way. If you're doing a mini comic in a week, then in that case, I penciled out maybe 2 to 3 pages ahead, and then inked, you know, while I was penciling. I inked the first page that was finished, where the pencils were finished, while I was penciling the fourth page, if that makes any sense. And I've shared that as a possible methodology in the past, is that it keeps you from getting bored. You know, if you're doing a 25-page story, you may get tired of just penciling that 25 pages. So maybe by the time you get to page 6, you can start inking page 1, and that way you can jump back and forth between the disciplines to keep things fresh and exciting for you, okay? But, in webcomics, a different model. It depends on whether or not this thing is going to be something you show when it's finished, when the entire story is finished, or not. But generally speaking, I do like to have very clearly defined, fairly tight thumbnails at the outset, because that's where you're making the decisions. What are the panel sizes? How close am I to my subject? How far away am I from my subject? What are my dialogue choices? That's so much to think about at the outset that drawing it well is, I save that for later, you know, thumbing it, tightly, but not too tightly. I mean, thumbing it so that it's fun to draw, but not really worrying if I've got 5 fingers in every person's hand, not worrying about if the background is clearly defined. I'll put in a bunch of, like, if there's a forest behind them, I'll loosely draw in like a tree line. And then if that's not even clear enough, I'll just write the word trees in the background. But it comes down for me, a method that really works is breaking down those realms of concerns into different stages of the process. So stage one is thinking about the pure writing with images. Moment choice, panel size, composition and layout, dialogue choice, beginning thinking about sound effect design. As many of you know, I am utterly fascinated by sound effect design, and I'll at least at this point figure out what the spelling I'm going to use for my sound effect. Not the actual design of the sound effect, but at least the onomatopoeia aspect of sound effect design will be figured out at this stage. And I will do, if possible, if time allowing, I will thumb the entire story that way. That's what we did with Equalizers of the Divide on Sugary Cereals, the Cosmic Adventures of Gina Kranz on Sugary Cereals, Switch Runners, that's the way we did it. So the story itself is figured out in that first stage. Now, when it comes to penciling, that's a whole other realm of concern. What are you worried about the penciling stage? Gosh, this is stuff we covered in, Your Comic from the Ground Up series, right? So you have, you're worried about anatomy, perspective, drawing things accurately, drawing things so that they look like what they're supposed to look like. And that's another huge boatload of concerns and a lot of mental taxing you're putting on yourself. So, like I said, I try to do as much, if not all, of the penciling up front if I can. Although, you know, you can work somewhat ahead and then ink a few of the pages as you go. But then inking is a whole other realm of concern, because now you're worried about line value, you're worried about the final production values, like how is this thing going to look in print? That's where inking comes in. Expressive line qualities. That's a whole other bag of concerns that you enter when you ink. So, if you're doing a project that you're taking somewhat seriously, now I'm not talking about experimental projects. I'm not talking about projects that you just do for pure whimsy and fun and just, you know, learning about being a storyteller, like a mini comic. I'm talking about projects that you really want to invest in and really want to, you know, put a lot of time and what am I trying to say? Emotional investment into. I really think that this is not too systematized to think about breaking it down to those different realms of concern. It, in my experience, it speeds up the process. It keeps you more mentally limber to be able to come back to the pages, not get too bogged down in frustration and ennui from the project seeming too insurmountable. What I said to my wife was, well, look, you've got 40-something pages you're trying to accomplish here. I would pencil out as much as possible so that it seems like you're putting a bigger dent in the project at the outset. Again, we come back to this idea of playing mental tricks on yourself, right? I think a lot of a long-term art project requires tricking yourself into a reward system, a feeling that this thing is being beaten somehow, that you're conquering it somehow, and that you are achieving certain thresholds throughout the process. I mean, speaking as a teacher, this is really critical when working with young people, is if I just throw a pencil at them and say, draw me a story, and pencil ink and color it, I'm throwing them into the deep end, and I'm asking them to take faith that this thing can be done. But if I give it to them in little pieces, like, okay, well, first we're going to design some characters, and we're going to do this really fun experimental thing, borrowing from Krishna Sadasivam of PCWeenies.com, borrowing his technique of just drawing random shapes and then turning them into things, and then refining that, and, oh, now we've got a character. Let's give it a personality. Well, how would this character feel about that character? Now we start to build story, and there's all these little thresholds. Now we've got characters. Now let's thumbnail a 6-panel sequence of these characters. Now we thumb that. Okay, well, now let's turn this into a 6-page mini comic. Now we do that. Each successive step has a clear threshold that rewards you for your time invested, and it's not that much time, so you don't have enough time to feel depressed or bored or any of those other negative emotions that come along with the bag of being an artist, after all, right? Yeah, I guess, you know, I kind of went back and forth on what my position is on this. But the general headline is, when doing a comics project that you're doing entirely on your own, the trick is to find a method that presents you with the biggest return and results for time invested. And if you're penciling, inking, and lettering and coloring a page, depending on your speed, that's anywhere between 4 and 12 hours worth of work on average, right? And when you put 12 hours of work into something, and all you've got is one page to show for your time, you have the reward of seeing the final thing. It looks terrific. But now you run the risk of feeling like, oh, that was a lot of work, and all I have to show for it is one page. If you put in that same amount of time, and you have 4 pages penciled, 6 pages penciled, what you're losing is the satisfaction of seeing the finished thing, but what you're gaining is you feel like you're putting an enormous dent in this long process of finishing a comics project. So there we go. Like I said, this flies in the face of some thoughts I have on making mini comics, of just diving in and doing something in an afternoon, but that's an experiment. This, just to remind you and underline this point, this refers to something where you're going to be investing a little bit more time and energy into it. Something where this is something you want to get published, perhaps. So them's my thoughts on that. And I can always elaborate on it in a future Thunder Punch Daily or in the Art and Story forums. So this is where I say, who am I? I'm Jersey Drozd. JDrozd.com, Jersey on the Twitters. Thank you very much for supporting us in this project. We really couldn't do it without you. I hope you guys have checked out. I just posted another Thunder Punch special. It's in the feed now, in the Thunder Punch Daily feed on the artandstorypodcast.com website. If you missed it, go back one day, and there it is. I was talking with Rob Stenzinger of artgeekzoo.com and guitarfighter.com about the value of learning coding languages, and with some tips on how to approach it in a sort of a trial and error heuristic manner of figuring out in the spirit of play and learning a new language in the spirit of play, which will increase the skill sets that you have as an independent cartoonist. And just as we have to learn business and marketing and branding and identity, I think more and more it's becoming important for us to at least become a little bit familiar with how these different digital delivery systems work. And so, once again, thank you, Rob, for participating in that. That was a lot of fun, and I look forward to doing more Thunder Punch specials with some of you Supreme Storyers. So, I will be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily, and until then, remember, everybody.
In today's story, Skeletor was looking for a shortcut, a quick way to riches and power. You may know some people like that, always looking for the quick way to get ahead of everybody else. Well, it doesn't work that way. The people who succeed are the ones who work for what they want. So don't be fooled by those who say they have a sure thing. There's always a catch to it. Don't sell yourself short. The right way is the best way. Until later.